Good evening, everybody. Agut Yor. I think before the summer, we left off in the middle of a sugya. We discussed it on Chof Tesam and Beis, but we better start again from the beginning. Tonight, I happen to have yard set from my mother-in-law. So I'll dedicate, she was a good mother-in-law. So I'll dedicate the shiur l'zech and nishmas. Okay. The Gemara has, it's on the top of Chof Tesam and Beis, about seven lines from the top. Gemara quotes Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Usually, when you have a Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. So, Aruba de Ruba, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan against Reish Lakish, with only three exceptions to the rule. Tosis quotes in Yivam is Daf Lamed Vav. Here, the Tosis Omer Reish Lakish. So, Yivam is Daf Lamed Vav. Rabbi makes such a statement that we always paskin like Rabbi Yochanan with three exceptions to the rule. Where we pass like Reish Lakish. Here, Rabbi happens to hold, Rabbi in a different Mesichta, happens to hold like Reish Lakish. So Tosis says, how come he didn't say there's a fourth exception to the rule over here? So Tosis says, no, if you read the Gemara carefully, it's a machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Levi Sava. Reish Lakish isn't saying his own opinion, he's quoting Levi Sava disagreed with Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi's rule is only when it's machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Here it's really a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Lady Sov. It's a different Amor. Fine. So what's the Machlokes? No. Rabbi Yochanan, whatever they had a Kabbalah, so he's not going to argue. But whenever a new Shaila came up and they debated it, so he, even though he was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, he reserved the right to disagree with the Rebbe. Yeah. He disagreed a lot of times with Rabbi Yochanan. But Ruba de Ruba, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan against Reish Lakish. Yeah. So the Machlokes is when you do a Shechita, how do you do a Shechita? Let's say you Shecht the Beinus. You have to Shecht the Kana and the Veshet. So you have to have Shecht Rav Kana and Rav Veshet. And then the Shechita is completed. If you only Shecht one without the other, the Shechita is not completed. You only Shecht the one and part of the a miut of the second Simon is also not sufficient. So the Shechita is completed when you cross over the line. We had a machlekes on the previous daf. When you shecht the behema, would you say machza machza is kiroiv or machza machza is not kiroiv? So we pass a machza machza is not kiroiv. What if you shecht exactly here? That was 20 lines from the bottom of Chav Ches on the base. What if you shecht exactly? How can you efshel etzamtzem? That's what those ways called efshel etzamtzem. You can measure exactly machza machza. So that was the assumption. Efshel etzamtzem. He measured over and over and over again. Turns out he cut exactly half of the kana, exactly half of the reshit. Is that acceptable? So we pass on it's not acceptable. So when you cross over the border, you cut chatzi of the second simen, and then when you cross over, you cut a little more, 50.01. You cut a little bit more than the basic roiv. So then it's the Gmar HaShechita. That's when the Shechita is completed, and then you're allowed to eat the bang. So that's the Machlekes Reish Lakish, quotes in the name of Levi Sava. Only the last Mashahu is considered the Mais HaShechita. Everything up until then is a Hachana. Let's say when you do a bris mil on a baby. So you cut off, you have Basar Chayfes Reiv HaTor. You have to cut off the thick skin and the thin membrane. Also, you have to cut off that amount of skin, skin. That covers the atar, the git. So let's say you cut off a little bit. That's not a bris milah. Let's say a goy can't do a bris milah. A goy is possible. Machlag is whether isha is ksheir alamu. We paskin and mishas atchak isha ksheir alamu. But a goy can't do a bris milah. So let's say a goy cuts off a little bit. That's not called a bris milah. He cuts off 45% of the oral. He didn't do anything. The baby is still 100% oral. The one who cuts off from 49% of oral and it makes it 51%, that's the Maisa HaMila. So that part of the Mila has to be done by a Jew. But the rest is called the Hachana. So the same over here, that's what Levi says. The whole beginning of the Shechit, the Shechting of the Simon Rishon, and the Shechting of the Miut Kame, the beginning part of the Simon Sheni, that's just the Hachana. The Maisa Shechit is the last Mashahu that crosses over the border between the 50% and the 51%. So Reish Lakish quotes the name Misava, Ein L'Shechita El L'Besav. It's only called the Maaseh Shechita, the last Mashu. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and he says, no, you have to Shecht Roiv of both Simon, Roiv of each of the Simonim. But it's after you finish cutting the roiv of the second siman, it's a gloy muslim achreya, that from the very beginning, that was called the maisa shchita. So Rabbi Yechon holds, we pass like Rabbi Yechon, the yeshon shchita metchila beyatzof, it's considered a shchita from the very beginning. So what's the nafkamina? What's a nafkamina lahalachim? So first Rabbi is going to tell you where there's no machlokes. Let's say, I gave the mashal, a goy is going to cut off 45% of the or ha'orlo. He didn't do anything. It's like malav la'mari. If a Jew cuts off the next 6%, then he makes, instead of 45%, 51% of the or ha'orlo is removed. So the bris milah was done by a Jew. That's perfect. So what's over here? Also the same thing. If a goy shechts the first one and a quarter simonim of the behemah, and then the Jew shechts the last little bit to make it into Rav, so that's going to be a shechita k'sheira. So Rav says, nah, everybody agrees that that's no good. Hakol ma'idim. Bein l'Rav Yechon and bein l'Reish Lakish. Hakol ma'idim. Hechad u'shoch and simen echad. Rav k'chav and simen echad yisol. If a goy shechts the first simen, the goy is going to shecht the first tikkun, and then the Jew is going to shecht the veshed, shehi psula. Everyone agrees that that's no good. Why? Shari nasaba ma'isa treifa bi'ar Rav k'chav. If you have a nekev in the veshed, so the behemah is a treifa. If you have a nekev in the kone, up until chatzi kone pogum, that's not a treifa. So if the goy will cut a little bit in the kone up until and including half chatzi kone pogum, that's like the goy cutting off the 45% of the or orla. He didn't do anything, because if it would have happened by itself, by the or orla, he did nothing by cutting off 45%. But over here, if the goy is going to cut through the first simen, or cut through the miut kama of the second simen, if that would have happened by itself, it would have been a treifa. If it's a nekev kol shehu in the vesh, it makes it a treifa, and a nekev of a cutting of roiv of the kana also makes it a treifa. So whatever the goy does is considered it not by itself. So everyone would agree that it's an avela. You're not allowed to eat it. You wouldn't say that according to Reish Lakish, you only need, like by the bris milah, you only need that a Jew should do the last part of the bris milah. So Reish Lakish is not going to say you only need a Jew to do the last part. The guy did the first part, it said behemoth will be a treifa. But the saif nami, the din is, we discussed at the end of the first parak. Or the saif, he's supposed to do malika, you don't do shechita. Or the saif chatzav, you do malika be'edzma. So oil saif, you do the malika both on both simonim, the kona and the veshet. But the chata saif, you only do malika on one or the other. You don't do, it says velo yavdil. You're not supposed to cut both. Velo yavdil. There's one difference. Then another difference is, by behemis, there's a chuta sikra. There's a red line. Chuta sikra is a red line exactly halfway up the mizbeach. Mizbeach is 9 amas tall, and in the four corners of the mizbeach there was a big there was a big Karen in each corner. So the height, officially the height of the Mizbech was 10 Amos. Truth of the matter was the whole Mizbech was only 9 Amos above the ground, but because in each of the four corners there was an Amo Alamo Alamo, there was a cube, that was an Amo, a cubic Amo, so the Mizbech is considered 10 Amos tall. So this red paint that was in the middle of the Mizbech, exactly at the height of 5 amas high, and that's the chuta sikra. So sometimes the halacha requires rikas adam lemale mechuta sikra, sometimes it requires rikas adam lemata mechuta sikra. We call lemale mechuta sikra is called zrika on the keren. Even though, strictly speaking, the keren is only the four cubic things on each one of the quarters, amal, 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 but anything above the chuta sikra, we say that's zrika on the keren, and anything below the chuta sikra, that's zrika on the yisoid. Strictly speaking, the Yisoid is the bottom, and the Baisheni, the bottom was 32 Amas by 32 Amas, a square, and then it went up an Amma, and then it indented an Amma, so then it went up 5 Amas, so that was 30 Amas by 30 Amas. The bottom square was 32 by 32, and above that was 30 by 30, because on each side you indented an Amma. So the bottom thing is called the Yisoid. But the rest has a different name. So for the purposes of Zvika Sadam, anything below the Chuta Sikra we call Zvika on the Yisoid, and anything above the Chuta Sikra we call that Zvika on the Keren. So which Karbonis needs? So a Chatos is, by Behemoth, it's the opposite from Oifens. So by Mehemis, the Chattas has to have Zrika Davka Lamaila Michuta Sikra on all four corners, and all other Karbonas have Zrika Lamata Michuta Sikra. Oshim and Oilon, Shlomim and Pesach and Pchor and Maisa, everything is Lamata Michuta Sikra. And by Karbonas of Oifis, it's the reverse. The Zrika of the Chattas Oif should be Lamata Michuta Sikra, and the Zrika of the Oilos Oif has to be Lamaila Michuta Sikra. Not only is it different, where do you do the Shchita? Shchita on Behemis, you do Shchita. So you do Shchita, Behemis on the ground. And you lay it on its back and you shecht. You cut the neck when the behemoth is laying upside down. When you do Malika Soif, he's supposed to do the Malika also. The Oila Soif is supposed to do the Malika Lamaila Michuta Sikra. You hold it near the Bizbeach. And then the Chata Soif is supposed to do the Malika Lamata Michuta Sikra. So the Gemara says, well, maybe I should apply over here the rule of Reish Lakish. If you hold that Reish Lakish, Ein Shechita Ela L'Besof, by. Let's say I do oila sa'if. So oila sa'if, I'm supposed to do malika on both, the kona and the resha. Chata sa'if says lo yabdo. You only do malika on one or the other. You don't do on both. But let's say I'll say ein l'shchita ela l'besof. So I'll say ein l'malika ela l'besof. So I'll do malikas oila sa'if. It's supposed to be l'mayla mechut ha'sikra. I'll start doing the malika l'mato. And you have to do on both simonim. So by the time I come to the point, I already did one and a quarter simonim malika in the oila soif, then I'll pick up the oila soif and I'll do the final bit of the malika lamaila michuta sikra. I say ein le malika ela le besof, like ein le shchita ela le besof, ein le malika ela le besof. So I'm okay, I did the malika lamaila michuta sikra, that's where it's supposed to be. So the Gemara says no, you shouldn't say like that. Hakol moedim, Rava's hakol moedim goes on this also. So Rava first says, hakol moedim, everybody agrees that if a goy is going to shech the first simon and a quarter, first simon and a third, that's no good. Just like if it happened by itself, it'll be a trefa. And also, hakol moedim, the following, if he does the malika of the first simon, does the malika of the second simon, not only does the zrika of the oil soif have to be lamaila michuta sikra, the malika has to be lamaila also. So maybe you should say, ela malika ela lebesav. So as long as the final concluding bit of the malika will be lamaila michuta sikra, should be good. So he says, no, that's not good. Why? Because if it happens to be an oil soif, but since in chata soif all you do is one simen, so if you did the malika simen, the first simen and a third of the oil soif, you did lamata michuta sikra. So you did Maisa Chata, you treated the other soif like a Chata soif. Chata soif, you're supposed to do Malika on one simen, Lamali Mechuta Sikra. So you took an other soif and you did the first one and a third simonim, you did the Malika Lamata Mechuta Sikra. Then you did the next third, Lamali Mechuta Sikra, that was Mashlamit. So true, you're going to say, Ein la Malika, Ela la Besof. But since if it would have been a Chata soif, all it would need would be Simen Echot. So you made. You treated the oil of soif like a chata soif, and that passels. So everybody would agree that it's possible. Shloka Shishita is not going to help to say, Ein le shchita ela le besof, Ein le malika ela le besof. And you did the concluding one third of the malika la maila, that's not going to help.
So, Lo Yavdo goes on the sumanim only or on removing the entire head?
Removing what?
The entire head. Isn't it by an oil of soif you have to remove the entire head?
Yeah. But the main thing is you have to cut the two simonim. The malika has to be done on two simonim. The cutting off the rest of the head doesn't have to be done with the fingernail. That you can do with a knife. But by the chatos, you only do malika on simon echad. So Rava says, bo'ilu soif means hakol moedim. Everyone, even Reish Lakish, would agree, bo'ilu soif nam hech de malik simon echad lamato. He does the first simon and the third lamato michut asigur. Then he does the next third simon echad lamayla. He treated the other soif like a chatzalif. So that's not a nafkamina. So what is the nafkamina? You can't have, if you have a machlaikas, what is just an abstract, theoretically, philosophical machlaikas, the yeshua of the shchit from tchila matzof, machlaikas has to be aloha lemaisa. Zogdig malanech lukuela, where is their machlaikas kagoin? Sheshochet simenecha bachutz v'simenecha difnim. There's a din of shchutichutz. That if there's a din of shchutei chutz as a nisa karis, if you shech the carbon chutz lazara, shech the carbon chutz lazara, yichayv karis, yichayv malchus, alav and chumish, and also the carbon becomes posel. So the Gemara has the shaila, he has a behema and he shechts the first simen chutz la'azara, then he takes the behema into the azara. It's hard to visualize such a case where the animal is walking. The animal is walking. It's not going to become. It's not going to be a shia. You can't pause too long in between the shechita of the first simen and the second simen. So before the summer, when we were learning, so I suggest that he has the animal on a trailer, and on a pulley, and then on wheels, and then he shechts the first simen, and then someone's pulling the animal in. So by the time he shechts the second simen, the animal is already in the azar. Okay. If shochet simen echa b'chutz simen echa b'fnim, l'man d'am yeshem mitshchit mitchila be'atzof mechayv yischayv kores, because he did shchita skotchim chutz la'azar, because the first simen is also called shchita. Aber le man di amma, if you hold our hishlok, if you shem lev yisov, ein le shchita ele besov, la mechayv, there wouldn't be chayv kores. So that's what Rabbi suggested. He thinks that that's the nafkamin. Amalei Rabbi Bar Simi, so Rabbi Bar Simi confronts Rabbi, he says, the Rebbe didn't say like that. Mar lo yam hachi. Oman, who is the Rebbe? Is Rabbi Yosef. He didn't agree. Why? Because he argues, hechad ushachad simen echad bachad simen echad bifnim nami, pasul. It doesn't mean pasul. It means you violated the iser of shchut techut. Pasul is going to be anyway. It's going to be an aver of shchut techut. Why? Shari yosef b'maiser chatasoy parut. Just like he said before. If you shech the simen rishon of, if you do the malika of the simen rishon of the oyla sof lamata michut ha-sikra, then you do the simen sheni lemaila michut ha-sikra, hakol moedim, everyone agree that it's possible because he treated the oyla sof like a chatasoyf. So over here also, even though you're talking about a behemoth, but if it would have been an oif, would have been sufficient with simen echot. So if you shech simen echot b'chut, that's already shchut techut. He can't, no one's going to pshetel arayin and say, so he didn't do, technically speaking, he didn't do a shchita chutz. So when here, pray tell, according to Rabbi Yosef, when is there a machlek Zabiechem Ishlokish? Rabbiechem Ishlokish, but the first, Rabbiechem was the first generation of Amoraim, and Rabbi Yosef was later. So he knew that there was machlek Zabiechem and Levi Sova, where they yeshu the shchita mitchila matzav. So, was bashteita machlekes? So Rabbi Yosef Tainis, not what Rabbi just said. When is there machlekes? Gigon shushachem me and simana machutz v'gam abefnim. He shechts 1/3 of the veshit. Let's say if he shechts 1/3 of the kone bachutz, 1/3 of the kone, if it would have happened by itself, chatzi kone pogam is not called a ma'aser shchita. That's tickling the animal. That's a gonish. But if he shechts 1/3 of the veshit bachutz, so shechting the veshit, it'll be in the kuvus aveshen unless it's called the shchita. So then you say yeshem shchita mitchila be'atzav. So shochet miyotzi manim bachutz. If he shechts 1/3 of the veshet out of the azara, and then he takes the animal into the azara v'gamar bifnim, then he finishes the whole shchita. So is yichayv kares? The animal will be pasul because the haschalas hashchita b'chus la'azara. The pasuk says shochet is ben abakar lefnei Hashem. You have to shech the whole behemah. In the azar, you can't begin outside. The behemah is going to be possible anyway. The Gemara said, will it be possible? Will it not be possible? So the pasht, this doesn't mean possible. Possible it's going to be. The shaila is whether it's going to be chayv koris for the aver of shchut echutz. So that's the shaila. Shochet mi etzimman machutz gamber b'fnim. Manam yeshen p'chit b'asof. If you all like Rabbi Yechanan, not only will a korban be possible, it'll be mechayv. It'll be chayv koris. And if he did it b'shogeg, he'll have to bring a korban chatas. But if you all like Rish Lakish, ain't the shchita elim b'sof, lo mechayv, because technically speaking, he didn't do a shchut echutz. The shchita is only the gemar, and the shchita elim b'sof, when he concludes it, when he finishes it, and the conclusion was done in the Azara, so there won't be any sukkaris. So it's a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Levi Sof. So now the Gemara says, can't we prove from a Mishnah what the din is? Zogdi Gemara, Masiv Rab Zera. Rab Zera says, I'm going to prove from a Mishnah what the din is. There's a din. If I touch something that's Tomei, Tum is always transmitted on Yidei Negiyah. So if I touch a Meis is Avi Avoy Satum, so that whenever Tum is transmitted, it goes down one level. So I become an Av HaTum. If someone went to the funeral, he's an Av HaTum. If he touches me, I shake hands with him. So the tumah goes down a madrega, I become a rishon tumah. If I touch a rishon tumah can only be metami ochlam amashkim, can't be metami odem mekelim. There are four categories of things that are makabel tumah: odem mekelim, ochlam amashkim. So odem mekelim, that's the first daf in Baba Kama, that based on the alim. So the Gemara says odem mekelim can only be makabel tumah from av hatumah or above, or avi avoy satumah. And odem can't be makabel tumah from a rishon tumah. So that's one way to become tame. The tumah is transmitted from one thing to the other. Then there's another din. A person is involved in paraduma, the person that does an activity. He shechts the paraduma, he surifes a par, he burns it. One is ma'asiv the efer, he gathers together the ashes in order to save it for the future, to use it, to mix it with water, to be mazan people, hazosh, lish, and shvi, to make them tar. So that's a din. It's not that he's mekabel tumah from the paraduma. Paraduma is not tame. It's a xeris hakasav. Kol ha'oskim in ma'parah become tame. So that's a Mishnah. The Mishnah is a Mishnah in Parah. So it says, Kol ha'asukim b'parah mitchila v'yatzav mitamen begadim. What do you mean mitchila v'yatzav? One who buys a paraduma, one who brings it to the hara zesim. No, the beginning is the one who does the shchita. That's the first avoida. A paraduma says chatasi. And Parshas Chukas, when the Torah has all the dinim of paraduma, so it's referred to as a korban chatas. A certain dinim like hakrovus korban. It's not really a korban. A korban is when you makrif in the Beis Hamikdash and you burn it on the mizbeach. You do this rikas adam. Here it's not a korban, but the Torah considers it with respect to certain halachas. It's treated as if it's chatas kai rachmana. That's the loshan agmar. The first paragraph we had, daf yud aleph, chatas kai rachmana. So here the din is those who are oisik that will be relevant later on the daf. So the Mishnah says those who do the esik in the parantam tchila ve'asav, tchila is the shchita, and then after the shchita comes sreifa, then you have hazor, you have to be mazah seven times nochach pesach al moed has to be open. If the gates are closed, it's no good. Harazesim is a different mountain from Harabais, but you have to be mazah the dam seven times nochach pesach al moed. So the one who does the shchita, the one who does this hazoas adam, the one who does the sreifa, the one who does asaf ish tohar sefer apar, the one who gathers together, all of these people are asukim apar mitchil v'asaf. They become tamei l'tami adam tamei begadim. It's not that he's mekabel tuma from the paraduma. It's a din. Whoever does an esik in paraduma is metami adam tamei begadim. Let's say you touch a nevela. I touch a nevela. So it's metame. I pick up a piece of meat in the A&P. So the piece of meat is wrapped up in a piece of paper. So there's no maga. But if I pick it up, so that's metame b'masa. So that's tumas masa. So it's metame me, but it's not metame the begotim that I'm wearing. There are rare cases where you say that a person not only is he tummy, it's metame adam, metame begotim. He and the begotim that he's wearing also become tummy. So here the Mishnah says kol asukim leparim tchilu batzap metame begotim. That's one din, and another din. A posel mosa b'malach acheres. Let's say I'm shechting the paraduma, and the paraduma is right next to a table, and I have some carrots on the table, I have some potatoes. As I'm shechting with the knife is fiddling back and forth, and it's cutting the carrots and the potatoes on the table also. So if you do another malach at the same time that you're doing the esik and the paraduma, so that passels the whole paraduma. Learn that from a posel. So that applies to the shchitin, to the hazor asadam. If he's doing some other activity simultaneously, he has to concentrate only on the asiyas hapora, the efer hapora, the sreifas hapora, the gathering, wasaf ish tohar. Every step of the way, you poisel moshe b'malach acheres mitchila be'atzav. What if irab absul b'shchitasa? Someone started to shech the paraduma, then in the middle, some kind of absul sets in the shchita. So one might have thought that whoever was doing the shchita prior to the psul setting in, he's an esek and he's oisik in the para, so he should become tamei. Whoever does the continue, let's say the same person is shechting, and a psul set in the middle. Let's say he's shechting the para, and then on the table you have the carrots and the potatoes. So at first the para's head is over here. So at first when he starts shechting the para, the knife is not reaching the carrots and the potatoes. Then when he keeps on shechting further down, so then it finally cuts the carrots and the potatoes as well. So one might have said that because at the beginning of the shechita he wasn't oisik b'malach acheres, so then he should become tamei. He's an oisik b'paraduma. The gemad, the second half of the shechita, if he only did the second half, which is oisik b'malach acheres, so the paraduma is pasul, so then you don't have this din, then it's metamei adam and metamei begadim. So one might have distinguished that the Mishnah says don't make such a distinction. If you're about psul b'shchitas, if a psul sets in the middle of the shchita, ben kodem psul ben lacha psul ainam b'tam b'godim. Even if he was cutting the paraduma, shechting the paraduma before the knife hits the carrots and the potatoes, so I would have thought that that's oisik b'pora. The para didn't become psul yet till later. So the Mishnah says it doesn't make a difference. Ben kaidim psula, ben lacha psula, not matamid gvarim. By fear of psul b'haza asa, let's say he's doing the haza nachach pesach ha'omvay. And then some kind of a psul creeps in after he does four zrikas. Then when he does the last three zrikas, he's supposed to do seven zrikas. And hara mishcha, hara zeis, and nachach pesach ha'omvay. So if the psul occurs after four zrikas, before the last three, so kaidim psula matamid gvarim, lacha psula ain't matamid gvarim. If he was doing the hazaya before the psul sets in, so that's metame begadim, because that was done behechsher. Either paraduma became possible as possible mikan al habah. The one who's going to do the next three hazayas, his begadim won't become tummy, his begadim won't become tummy. Freg the gemara kashi the iyamrit, whose kash is this? Moser Rab Zera. Zera effect akash. The iyamrit, and if Rab Yechanan is right, that's how we pass, Rab Yechanan is right. And if you all yeshan the shchitim tchila liyatsof, if you're from the very beginning, it's not just called the shchita, the last mashu, that's mashlimit to the roiva, the kona, the roiva, the besh. It's called shchita from the very beginning. Lif legnami b'shchitasa. I should say the same by shchita as we said by the hazor. If a psul sets in the middle of the seven hazors, so if the guy was Isaac and hazor before the psul sets in, it is metami adam tami gadim. Whoever's doing the last three hazors after the psul set in already, then the whole carbon, then the whole paradum is puzzle. So the exeris akasu is metabiyan time garden doesn't apply. So I should say the same by shchita. Liflag nami, I should distinguish. Liflag doesn't mean I should argue. A plukta. Liflag means, also the word plukta means a distinction. Why don't you distinguish b'shchitasa the hainu, colon, irab psul b'shchita kaidim psulim metabiyan garden, lachim psulim metabiyan garden? So isn't it a raya? The ain l'shchita elulim b'sof. It only has the same shchita when you do the last mashu. And by the time he did the last mashahu, the whole paraduma was possible already, so it's not metami adam tami gadim. So how does Rabbi Yechanan have the right to disagree with the Mishnah? The Mishnah seems to indicate ein l'shchita ela l'besof. How can Rabbi Yechanan disagree? That's Rabbi Zeira's kash. Or my Rava, so Rava said, doesn't ishken right. Rava happens to hold like Reish Lakish. That's what the Tosis points out. Omer Reish Lakish. Omer Reish Lakish. The Tosis says, Rava happens to hold in Svachim Daf Lamin. He happens to hold like Reish Lakish. That was Tosis Kasha. Why didn't he say that there were four cases where we pass like Reish Lakish against Rabir? But Rava tells you the honest truth. This Mishnah is not a raya to Reish Lakish. I hold like Reish Lakish, but this Mishnah doesn't prove his point. Talked in his Kalkla, Shchita Kamret. You talk about a case where the Shchita became possible. The Shchita is all one unit. The Hazor, seven different Hazors. So if a Psul creeps in the middle, some kind of a Psul. So the first four Hazors were Behechsh, and the last three Hazors were not. So whoever did the last three Hazors, I'm not going to mean Metami Yodim, Metami Yodim. But by Shchita, it's all one big unit. So even if a Psul creeps in towards the end, I say it's a Gloy Milsalam Hefer, the whole Shchita was no good. And even the one who did the Tchidat HaShchita is also not Metami Yodim. Shani Hasim, the Gloy Milsalam Hefer, the Lab Shchita Hiklam. That's what Rava argues. So doesn't this prove Rabbi Yechanan? So we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. So we accept this answer of Rava. Rashi over here learns a different shot. Rashi learns, Tosa learns, Irab Psul means the case that I get. He's shechting the poor Aduma, and the neck is so high, and then when he reaches a certain point in the Shechita, so the knife is cutting the potatoes and the carrots on the table also. So the first half of the Shechita was Behechsher, the second half of the Shechita was Bepsul. Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi learns, Irab Psul, Bishchitosa means he made it in a Vela. He did a Drosa. He's supposed to shecht fiddling back and forth. You fiddle back and forth from today till tomorrow, you're not going to shech the animal. You have to cut down. You have to place pressure. But if you just place pressure, you have a sharp knife and you cut down only, you're not fiddling back and forth. As you're pressing down, so that's drosa that makes nevela. So you have to fiddle back and forth while you're pressing down. So let's say he's three quarters of the way through with the shchita, and then he does drosa at the end. So that makes the whole shchita is nevela. So Rashi's pshat, it's easier to understand what Rava answered. Irab psul b'shchitasa. It's easier to understand. But Rashi is bothered. The way Rashi learns that Irab psul b'shchitasa means he made it into a nevela. So Rashi is bothered with the kasha. If it's a nevela, it says metame b'maga. A paraduma that you shechted properly is not a nevela. You shechted it. So it's not metame. So that's exeris hakasuf. If it's a paraduma, you are one of the asukim, and I say hapara, it's metame yadam, metame b'gadam. But if Irab psul b'shchitas means he made it into an avela, so of course you're going to be tummy. You're touching an avela.
It's not a paraduma.
Any Nevela is Metame. The Nevela in the A&P is also Metame. It's not, you're right, it's not a Paraduma, because he didn't do a proper Shechita, so it's a Nevela. It's a Nevela Metame Bemaga Mamasa. So let it be Tame. So the simple answer is, if you touch a Nevela is Metame Bemaga, it's Metame you, but it's not Metame Yodim, Metame Begodim. The Begodim that you're wearing don't become Tame, unless the Begodim touched the Nevela also. That's the Pashtus, or that's a simple answer. So the Rashash writes, he doesn't understand what Rashi was bothered with a kasha over here. What's the kasha? He touched the veil, it's mentame you. No one in the world ever said it's mentame yod, mentame god. Then Rashi has another kasha, which we don't understand. Rashi says, the oisef is sefer hapora, when he gathers it together, if it's a nevela, so let him, he touched the nevela, so let it be tame. So Rashi says, no, he's gathering the ashes by using a broom that's a pshutik leyetz. He's not, if he's gathering the ashes with his hands, so he's handling an nevela. So it must be he's gathering the ashes without touching it. He's using it as a broom or something. What do you mean? If you take the nevela and you burn it to ashes, is matame b'maga? That's a decree matorium. So someone touches the ashes, is matame. It's a machlokes hatanaim in the Mishnah. I think it's the first parak or the second parak in Aholos. So we paskal halacha. Eifras rufim is not metame. Eifras rufim is not metame. There's all machlokes. Is a kohen prohibited from coming in contact with eifras rufim? So I think they quote Rabbi Yankevim in the halls that eifras rufim, even though it's not metame, so if the kohen is going to come in contact, it will become tame. But still, the kohen is not allowed to come in contact with a mace, even if it happens not to be metame him. Even if it's not metame him, there's a. In the end of Yerideya, the last section in Yerideya is Hilchus Avelus. So the Hilchus Avelus begins with the Dinim of Arayfe. What are the laws that the doctor has to know? When is he allowed to treat the patients? Is he allowed to charge money for treating the patients? It has a little bit of Hilchus Arayfe. And then it has if Hilchus Bikacholim over there. Then it has if the Arayfe was not successful and the patient dies. It has the laws of Kriya. Then it has the laws of. Has the laws of Kvura, then has the laws of Tumas Kohanim, then it has the whole laws of Avelus. That's the whole end of Yerideya, the last 40, 50 Simonim in Yerideya. So when they have the simon about the Tumas Kohanim, a Kohen is not allowed to be Mentamin to Ameis. So the Shach quotes from the Sefer Rekeach. We used to Rekeach has a lot of Kabbalah. Usually when they quote the Rekeach is on deep Kabbalah that is way above my head, I never understand it all. But there's also a Rekeach is like a Kitzu Shulchan. It's another Sefer by the same author, Ablezer Rekeach. One of the later Bali Ateses when they were very much into Kabbalah. So he wrote like a Kitzu Shulchan Aruch. He has a lot of din and piskei halachas. How to make Kiddush, how to make Abdullah, how to Chanan Tano, and so on. So from the Sefer Rekeach, the Pesach Halacha, the piskei HaRekeach, so the Shach in Yerideya quotes the following. If a girl is married to a kohen, she's pregnant with a baby, and years ago they didn't know whether the baby's going to be a boy or a girl. They didn't have the ability to know. So the din is that not only is an adult kohen not allowed to be metame to a mace, a parent or another Jew is not allowed to take a kohen cotton. Rashi says at the beginning of Parshas Samor al kohenim lahazik gedolim al aktanim, because the Lashon Hamor, the gedolim, the adults are not permitted to allow the aktanim. Not permitted to be metame de ketanim. The Rambam quotes, if you metame a kotten, you get malchus. The kotten is a la bar chayuva. If the kotten is a kohen and a gadol, an adult is metame de kohen kotten. The Rambam writes that the gadol is loike. So the shaila is, if Eshes kohen is mubera, she doesn't know whether she has a boy or a girl. So if she has a boy, so she can't attend the funeral. Because it's a safik deraisa l'chumra, 50-50 chance. Maybe she's metame de kohen. So the Rekech says that it's mutter because of a svek svek. 50-50, maybe it's a female fetus. And even according to that side, that it may be a male, but there's a possibility that it may develop, it may turn out that it will be a nephil. Right now the baby's kicking, jumping around, and right now we know that there is movement, and we know the baby's alive. But if the baby dies, then it's a gloy milsim afreya that it was a nephil. So there's no isa tumor, there's no isa tumor's going. So that's what the Rekech says. Eshes Kohen Muberis is permitted to attend a funeral, permitted to go to the cemetery because of a Svek Sveka. It means a roiv, doesn't mean a Svek Sveka. It's machza nekevis, and to the mach that's 50%. And then there's a slight chance that it may turn out to be a nefil, so that tips the scale. So it's like a 53% lahakel that you don't have to worry. So the Shach quotes that from the Rekev. So the Magen Avraham, in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, there's a simin shin mem gimel about chinuch haktanim, how parents have to train their young children before bar mitzvah to be shomer Shabbos, to have to observe Shabbos. So the in the middle of Hilchos shin mem gimel, Hilchos chinuch haktanim by Hilchos Shabbos, so the Magen Avraham quotes this from the Shach in Yoreh. The Magen Avraham is later. Shach was the late 1600s. Magen Avraham is a little later. So he quotes the Shach and he says it's a Pella. He doesn't understand what the Rekech is, not the Shach's fault. He doesn't understand what the Rekech is talking about. Isn't there a Mishnah in later in Chulin, in the fourth Perek, in Perek Behemam Kasha? So the Mishnah says, let's say, a woman is pregnant and she goes to a funeral. Then she goes home. And then the baby is born later. So the woman became Tame, but the Uber inside does not become Tame, because that's called Tahara Blua. If the baby is tohor and he's bolu inside the mother's womb, so tara blua is not mekabel tumah. The two kinds of tara blua: one is if a person swallowed a ring, a metal ring. So if I would be wearing the ring on my finger and I'd go to a funeral, I would become tumah, and the ring would become tumah. Just like the ohel is metamim, it's metamim my blood, it's metamim the ring. The ring is a tachshit, like a kli, it's mekabel tumah. What if I swallowed the ring and it's in my stomach? So the same thing the Mishnah has. It's Tara Balua. I went into a funeral and the ring is in my stomach, and then I come home and then the ring comes out. So when I'll touch the ring, I'll be Mitami. I'm an Afatume because I went to the funeral, and I'll be Mitami the ring. B'maga, so the ring will be Rishon Letume. But if it's a metal ring, it'll be Cherav Erekechol. Also, okay, so it'll also be an Afatume. But if I already became tohar before I touched the ring, or someone else touches the ring, so then it didn't become tummy, because tara blua is not mekabel tumah. Tara blua is whether it's in the stomach or it's in the womb. Either case is considered tara blua. So the Magen Avraham asked the kasha on the rekech quoted by the Shach. What in the world is he talking about? Eishes kaimu beres. The baby is balua. The baby is balua inside the mother. So what does he discuss? Tara blua is not mekabel tumah. So why do you have to make a svek and machta nekevis? And the Mapilas, the whole story, just say Tara Blua is not Mekabel Tumah.
Same thing,
Uber Yerachimel? Uber Yerachimel, I mean, just like Uber should be Mekabel. Uber, if Yeldu Yerachimel, means Kozman, he's an Uber, so he's Ke'ever Me'evareha. But then when it separates, then the Uber clearly is a different Balchai. So then the mother is the same as she was before. She's identical as she was before. And the Uber is no longer cave and neighbor. Now he's on his own. So now he's no longer going to be coming. No longer going to be coming. That's a Mishnah. That the Uber, if the woman is pregnant, the Uber is Tara Blua, is not Mekabel Tumah. So that's the Magen Avraham's kasha. So the Rab Chaim Moizer and Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman were brothers-in-law. They married two sisters. They married the two daughters of the rabbi in Shavuot. Shavuot Erov. Rabbi Meir Atlas was his name. So they both came up with the same Ein Fall, I think independently, but it was in the air. In that period, that's the way they were thinking in the yeshivas. So they both came up with the same Ein Fall. The Rekech apparently is of the opinion that the prohibition for a kohen to come in contact with a mace has nothing to do with whether he becomes tameh or not. If the kohen is an oil mace, he came in contact with a mace even by his stunt. By hook or by crook, he didn't become tameh, is still a violation. So even though the kohen, if it would be a male kohen, and he's inside the mother's body, he's tara blua, is not mekabel tumah. But bottom line, he was in the oil ha-meis. So that should be osur. Coming in contact with the meis should be osur. So that's... Yeah. The Gemara says that's in the Gittin. The first paragraph Gemara said that's a machlokes hatanoim, whether oil zorik shmei oil zorik lav shmei oil. If they're moving the kohen is inside a automobile. Let's say the automobile drives over the cemetery and it goes away. So if you hold that oil zorik is shmei oil, so tchaitzitz b'fnatum means it's in a different room. The kohen is not only tahor. The kohen is not considered in the same location. Because if you hold oil zorik shmei oil, So he's in a different room. He's not in the oil amaze. But if we paskin oil zorek labshmei oil, so the kohen is in contact with the amaze. So here, we paskin oil zorek labshmei oil. So he does become tamisa because the kohen is mamish in the oil amaze. And according to the other Tana, that who holds that oil zorek is shmei oil, so he's tohor in his mutter also. Why? Because he's not at all in the oil amaze. He's not in contact with the mace at all. We paskin both. He's in violation of these. He gets malkins and he's also tummy. So here the shayla was, here in Yeridei they have, is a kohen prohibited from handling efer asrufim? So the pischid shuvah quotes, Rabbi Yankev Hendler came up with this chiddush. Even though we paskin la'alochas, machlokes in the Mishnah and aholos, think Rav Leizer and Chacham, we paskin efer asrufim is not mitamei. It's not mitamei, but it's still considered a mace. So therefore, the kohen is muzer not to come in contact with the mace. But at the end of the day, the kohen is going to be tohar, so it doesn't bother him. The fact Rabbi Yaakov Emden is thinking along the same lines as this rekeach, that the prohibition, the iser for a kohen to come in contact with a mace, is unrelated to whether he's going to become tamei or not. Even though that's where the pasuk means nefesh leitama biyamav, the pasuk in Parshas Hamor sounds like it's an iser not to become tamei. But the Rikeach apparently doesn't agree. He doesn't think so. The issue is not to come in contact with the mace, even it's not going to be mitamei. So Rabbi Chaim Oizer disagrees. He says, we don't accept that chumra from Rabbi Yankev Emden. The same reason why it's not mitamei, why is it not mitamei? Because panim chadash is ba'olakan, it's not called a mace. So if it's not called a mace and it's not mitamei, so it's not called a mace, but he gave to the issue of coming in contact with the mace. That's not a problem. Yes, so here the shayla is in the Rashi. Rashi presents it as if the one who's going to gather the Efer HaPara, they did a Shechit on the Para, and they made it in a Vela, and then they burnt it. They continued to do the rest of the Seder. They should have stopped right away in the beginning. The whole Paradum is going to be possible, because the Shechita was no good. So Rashi says, it's going to be in a Vela, so the one's going to gather the ashes. If he gathers with his hands, he's going to become Tomei. It's a Pel, how can he become Tomei? Just like Efer Asrufim is not mitame. Say Efer Nevela should also not be mitame. Why should it be a different Pella Dike Rashi?
The steak, all of the rules about steak is it only if it's 50-50, or let's say we live in a world where 99% are boys, 1% are girls.
Yeah, then it's not a
steak.
No, one of the, you see, usually in steak, we don't know what the likelihood is. So we write it down on the blackboard, it's either A or B, it's a C or D. So logical possibilities is it's three out of the four possibilities al hakam. So you call out a roi. But if you really know what the percentages are, then you can't, if and it's a roi in one direction or the other, then you can't be mitzarefit to say a sfek sfek. You only call the sfek sfek if you know it's 50-50. If you don't know what the numbers are at all, so then the logical possibilities are that it's a sex fake.
So nowadays, if the mother knows what the sex of the baby is going to be, then she couldn't use the heter.
Right, so that's some of the poskim say. Since nowadays the mother, if the mother took such a test, some of the poskim say the mother's b'chiv to take such a test in order to be mevara. You're not supposed to rely on a sex fake when it's efshel levara. And others say, yeah, you don't need the whole rekeach. We don't pass like the rekeach. The Morgan Avram's kasha is right. Fine, you gave a teretz on the rekeach. Rab Chaim Oizer with Rab Alfana, they gave a teretz on the rekeach. But you don't have to pass like the whole rekeach. It's muta because of the Morgan Avram's reason, that the Tara blue is not mekabel tuma. So that's a shayla. Some insist that the mother knows that it's a male, that she shouldn't go to the funeral. And others insist, even if she doesn't go, since it's Efshel Levara, so you're not allowed to rely on a Sfek Seker, where it's easy to be Mevara. That's a Shaila Halacha Maisa, how we pass him today.
I think women are not to go to the funeral.
Yeah, the women have a meaning that pregnant women don't go to a funeral. Yeah. So there's a Sefer on Hilchas Avelos that everybody uses. It's called Chaim Evroch and the Mishmer Shalom. The Mishmer Shalom was a Pesach. Shmer Shalom is the chibra on the Prima Godim on Yeridei. So years ago, everybody read the Prima Godim. So the Prima Godim writes Bekitz and Nimrods. So he used to use the Mishmer Shalom to know what the Prima Godim is talking. Now nobody reads the Prima Godims anymore, so nobody needs the Mishmer Shalom. But he wrote two svarim that are called Chaim of Rochel, the Mishmer Shalom, that everybody uses that. So the two svarim, one is on Hilchas Avelos, alphabetically arranged, so you can find a psak in a half a minute right away. And he quotes every sefer that was available to him at that time, every rishon, every ksaviyah that he had. It's fantastic. And he has oras from Rav Chaim Soloveitchik and from the Or Samech. He was in that generation. He died around, he lived there at the same time as Rav Chaim. He died in the early 1900s. So he has Chaim Avroch and Mishmer Shalom on Hilchas Avelos, and a separate sefer, Chaim Avroch and Mishmer Shalom on Hilchas Dalad Minim. He writes in the introduction to the sefer on Dalad Minim that before Rosh Hashanah, the Rabbanim are busy. Before Yom Kippur, they have all the cholim have to find out whether they are allowed to eat, they're not allowed to eat. They eat pachas mikushir. Then it comes Sukkos, and the Rabbanim don't have time to go through the Hilchas Dalad Minim. It's going to make it easier for the Rabbanim, so he writes all of Hilchas Dalad Minim alphabetically arranged. It's a very good sefer. I have the boys bought many years ago a gigantic set of Shulchan Aruch in the back of the Yerideh Chelek Gimel. They printed the whole sefer Chaim Avroch and Mishmer Rishon. Originally, I used to have a separate sefer. Separate soft cover sefer, Chaim Avroch and Mishmer Rishon. Then when the boys got me the big Yerideh, I gave the small sefer to my father because he didn't have it. Yeah, so that's the shaila with the strange Rashi. Rashi's bothered with Akasha. Why does it say that if Irup Sul B'Shchitasa, then you handle the Paraduma, you're Oisik in the Paraduma later, the Oiskim are not Tomei, because it's a Apostle of Paraduma, so it doesn't Mitame you. But if Irup Sul B'Shchitasa, it's an Avela. So Taisa said, no, we're not talking it's an Avela. Taisa said he was Shechting in the middle of the Shchita. He got so low that at the same time that he's cutting the animal's neck, the Paraduma's neck, he's cutting the potatoes and the carrots on the table. So that's the psul she'ira b'shchitosa. Osim aloch acheres. And that passes the whole paraduma. But Rashi learns pashim shanim la'ira psul b'shchitosa means he made it into an avela. So Rashi's made it into an avela, so it's metami avela. Forget about oiskim epora. So the simple teret says metami bin avela, zon metami me, it's not metami the begodim. So that's a pella the Rashash says he doesn't understand. And the other pella Rashi says the one who's going to be oisif is efer hapora. He can be oisef the Efer HaPor without touching it. What's for Geben HaZoshlecht if he would touch it? Efer HaPor is like Efer HaSrufim. Just like Efer HaSrufim, we paskin is not metamei. A mace, a other mace is metamei b'magam b'masa b'ohol. And Efer HaSrufim is not metamei at all. So the Efer of an Avela should also not be metamei. So Pele in the Rashi. You don't understand this Rashi. That's the Gemara. Omar Rabbi, so Rabbi says the raya that Rab Zera brought from the Mishnah in Purah is Nishken raya. Rabbi answered it up. That it's not that he personally holds like Levi Sova, like Resh Lakish, that Ein L'Shchita Elu L'Bisov, but he said this Haychacha from the Mishnah in Purah is Nishken Haychacha, this Kalkla B'Shchita Garment, shiny because the blood muscle affair is no good. Rabbi Kashali, Ho Kashali. I have the following Shaila from that Mishnah. The man the Omar Ein L'Shchita Elu L'Bisov, if you hold like Rish Lakish, and he holds like that. Rob holds like Rish Lakish, and Zvachim Tei said, you hold like Rish Lakish, and Lishchita Levisov. Why does the Mishnah only say, Irepsul Bishchitas, a Liflag Behechshere de Pora? Talk about a kosher paraduma, not he made an avela in the middle of the Shchita, or in the middle of the Shchita starts cutting simultaneously the potatoes and the carrots on the table, and that's the Irepsul. Talk. You shechted the paraduma. Two people shechted the paraduma. One person shechted the first simen, you have to shecht the condemnation. So one person shechts the first simen, and another person shechts the second simen. So one who shechted the first simen, will he be metame, adam metame, begodim or not? So if you hold eshim l'shchitim t'chila b'atzof, he also did shchitas paraduma. If you hold eshim l'shchita al b'atzof, only the second one, who shechted the simen sheni. Why didn't the Mishnah say that? So for the fact the Mishnah didn't say that, it should be a haychacha that Rabbi Yechanan is right, and he's upset about that because Rabbi holds like Rish Lakish. He says, "What am I going to do with that?" He kashali, ha kashali. I'm bothered with the following kashal. Lamande am ein l'shchita b'sof. That's me. I hold like Rish Lakish. Liflug behechshere the part. Why does the Mishnah distinguish not machloikas? Liflug distinguish and a paraduma that's kosher. Kigon the shachtu betray gabi. Two people did. One says shechted the simarishan. The Gaba Kamaloi Metame, the Gaba Basra Metame. The one who shechted the Simen Rishon does not become Tamek. Ein L'Shchit Elo the Besof. And he said he didn't do an Esek in the Paraduma, and the Gaba Basra will become Tamek. Why doesn't the Mishnah say that? So that's what Rabbi suggested. So Rabbi Yosef says, what are you hacking? What are you talking about? It says in the Chumash, in Parshas Chatas, we said, it says Chatasi. It says in Parshas Chukas. The Paradum is described as a Chatas. Not really a Korban Chatas, but it has din in Chatas Kai Rachmona. We treat it like a Chatas. So the din is in Shchitas Korbanas, you're not allowed to have two people shech the Korban. L'chatchila. But the evidence of two people shech the Taisis points out from the Gemara. The bottom Taisis. If two people shech the B'di'ebed, it will be kosher. But l'chatchila, you're not allowed to have that. So that's what Rabbi Yosef says. It's a milsa de lo shchicha. Since in Paraduma has the same dinim like a korban, that you're not allowed to have two people shecht. One's going to shecht the korban, one's going to shecht the nation, and you have to have one person shecht it. So the Mishnah is not going to write a case that's never going to come up in a million years. A milsa de lo shchicha. You should write that the one who shechted the first simon is tahar, the one who shechted the second simon is tamei. So he says, Trei gavi b'chad zivcha kamet. You're asking the Mishnah should say, what's the din? Two people are shechting one korban? Bar mino dahu. Leave out that case. That's ridiculous. The Tanina, we have a brisa, you're not allowed to do that. Tizbach, it says about Karbonis. So it says Tizbach, it doesn't say Tizbachu. Why in the singular? By Shechting. You shouldn't have two people Shecht one Karbon. What do you mean two people Shecht? One will Shecht the Karbon, one will Shecht the Deshit. Or two people will hold a knife and Shecht back and forth like that. Either case is not permissible l'chatchila. But the evidence will be kosher. But Tosfos said the Mishnah, Rabbi Yosef, the Mishnah is not going to write a milsa lo shchicha. It's never going to come up in a million years. No one's going to do like that. Then you learn that from the other pasuk. How does it say tizbachu hu? How does the pasuk say if you bring a korb mishlamim litzarnchem tizbachu hu? So why does it say tizbachu hu? Only one shelo yehechad shechid shnei zvachim. Also l'chatchila. You shouldn't have, let's say, you have two karbonas, two shlamims, or two chatas, or two oilers, whatever, an oil and a shlam. You shouldn't have one person have a long, long knife, and he's going to shech two karbonas at the same time. So, lechatchila, you don't allow that. How do you learn that? Because it says, tizbachohu, the last tevav, only one karbon at a time. But the question is, it says, tizbachohu, you plural. It doesn't say tizbachehu, it says tizbach, plural. So two people can shecht one carbon. Doesn't that contradict what you just said before? Shalai hu shnaim shechtim zevek echad. The Amar Afkana, the answer is tizbachehu ksiv. It's a kriya ksiv. It's a kriya ksiv. It's missing a vav over there. In between, it's pronounced tizbachuhu, but there is no vav in between the ches and the hey. So that's what Afkana says. Amar Afkana, tizbachehu ksiv. Even though we fought, that's a machloika satanai, whether yeshem la mikra or yeshem la masaras, whenever there's a conflict between the kriya and the ksiv. So best is you should, Tosfos writes in Sanhedrin, Abdal, best is you should develop a drasha where you incorporate both the Kri and the Ksiv together. Like the Gemara has a famous drasha on the pasuk, Kiyutan Mayim Al Zera. So Kiyutan should have been spelled Yud Vav Tav Nun, but it's written Yud Tav Nun. So the Kri is Yutan, but the Ksiv is Yitain. So the Gemara makes a ganze drasha, Yutan Dumi the Yitain, Mayitain the Nichalei, Af Yutan the Nichalei. So Tosfos says that would be the best thing. Whenever there's a conflict between a kri and a ksiv, you should really develop a drasha to establish a din that should include both the kri and the ksiv together. But if you can, it's just a conflict between the kri and the ksiv, so then it's a machlokes, which way do you paskin? So Rav Kana over here seems to be assuming tizbachehu ksiv. You follow the ksiv. That's called yeshem la masoris. You follow the masoretic text, that's the ksiv, as opposed to the kri. So that's how you have these two dinim. You can't L'chatchila, you shouldn't allow two people to share one carbon, and you shouldn't allow one person to share two carbonis for basach. That's what Yosef says. Bar mino dahi. Don't tell me the Mishnah should have given a din because paradum is chatas karachmani. You treat it like a carbon chatas. So one of the dinim of carbon chatas is that you don't have two people share. So the Mishnah is not going to tell you the din. If one person shechted the same region, one person shechted the same sheni, and the shechita el himself, so only the sheni is tummy in the first guy's tummy. That's a far-fetched. So Abayi says, wait a minute, we don't paskin like that. We don't paskin like that. That's a shechita yechidah, that you shouldn't have two people shecht a korban. Even the Tana who says it, it's only lechatchila b'di'evad, it's kosher. So Abayi says, we don't paskin like that. What did Rav Yosef? Abayi was a tummy, Amla Abayi. Lavit Marlo, don't we have a comment in connection with that brisa that you just quoted, that Rabbi Yosef just quoted? Amar Rabba Babachon, Amar Rabbi Yechon, Zu Divi Rabbi Lozab Rabbi Shimon Stimto. That's only one man's opinion. It's a minority opinion. We don't paskin like him. Who is this Rabbi Lozab Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rabbi Shimon Baichai? He learned with his father Zohar in the cave. a couple of years. Okay. Ablozer Reb Shimon. What do you mean stimto? Stimto, usually you say Rabbi Akiva stimto. I mean, there are, every so often there's a stam mishnah that doesn't have anybody's name, and that's Rabbi Akiva stimto. Ablozer Reb Shimon stimto. You have a lot of stam in mishnayas that follow his opinion, but that's why Abai says, but we don't paskin like him. So we pass on la'alocha, there's nothing wrong. You can have l'chatchila. Even l'chatchila can have two people shecht the korban, you can have two people shecht the paraduma. It's not a problem. It's even good l'chatchila. There's no problem. And even if you would hold like Rav Loza Reb Shimon, that you're not l'chatchila, you're not supposed to have two people shecht one korban. So the mele, chatas karachmona, I treat the paraduma like a korban chatas. Ule Rav Loz Rav Shimon Ami Liflag, the Mishnah can still give me a nafkamina lahalacha if the din is ain't the shechita ele lebesof. Not that you had two people shech. The guy was shechting a paradum, he was wearing one yarmulke. Then in the middle, someone took off his yarmulke and they put on a different yarmulke. So the first yarmulke that was on him when he was shechting the simarishan, did that become tamei or not? So if you hold like Rav, you hold like Reish Lakish, but Shem Levi Sava, and the Shchita Elul LeBesav. So only the yarmulke, only the suda that he was wearing when he did the Gemara Shchita will be tamei. The suda that he was wearing in the beginning will not become tamei. So Abai is asking, Liflag, why did the Mishnah give such a case? Gigon, here the third line from the top on Laman Amanal. Gigon, the Shochet Chad Gaver Bishnei Sudarim Yishecht Paraduma. One person Yishecht in Paraduma, but they switched the suda in the middle. Suda Kamala Metami Suda Basa Metami. The hat that he was, the yarmulke that he was wearing on the first simon when he was shechting will not become tummy. Because then the shechita elu besof and Suda Basa will become tummy. Yeah, the shaila is, but Tosfos said pshat in the Gemara. If two people shecht the korban b'dieved, it is kosher. So what Rabbi Yosef said, Bar Minah Dahi, don't talk about that case. It's a milsa lo shechicha. Since lachatchila you're not supposed to do that. So this is a milsa de shchicha, that someone's going to switch my yarmulke in the middle. So Tosfos said, yeah, that's a milsa de shchicha.
Fell off,
and someone else put a different yarmulke. Okay. Yeah. Hey, he's busy shechting. Rashi says someone else puts the yarmulke on him. He's busy shechting, then his yarmulke fell off. Sometimes it does happen. The shechting, the yarmulke falls off. Okay. So that's what Tosfos says at the bottom. That's not such a milsa de shchicha. Let the Mishnah distinguish. So doesn't this contradict Rav and Reish Lakish? Why did the Mishnah give that din? The first yarmulke will be tahor, only the second yarmulke will be tameh. Is ein l'shchita elu lebesof. He's only called ha'isik b'parah aduma when he does the gemar hashchita. Elo zag the gemar. The real Sabai says elo. The real answer is b'psula d'par kamar b'echsher eloi kamar. The Mishnah is trying to tell me a din if ira psula in the parah aduma. So who's going to become tameh? Who's not? So Ira Psula in the middle of Hazoyas, the one who did the first four Hazoyas will be Tomei. The one who does the last three Hazoyas after the Psul said in will be Tohar, because the Paradum is Pasul, so that's not called Isaac the Parah. But the Mishnah, and at Masha'ina came the contrast to Shchita of Ira Psula in the middle of the Shchita, even the one who did the Tchidas HaShchita will also not be Tomei, because the whole Shchita is one unit. But the Mishnah is not going to tell me if they did a Paradum of Behechsher, who's Tomei, who, which yarmulke is Tomei. Mishnah only wants to tell me the Chidushim only b'psula de bar kamar b'echsher lo kamar. Mishnah not talking about that. Maybe Anachin Ami, if you, Rava, hold like Reish Lakish, ain't the Shechita ele b'sof, Anachin Ami, only the second yarmulke will be Tomei. So you can't prove one way or the other. They were trying to prove from Mishnais. So at the end of the story, you can't prove one way or the other. It's a legitimate machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. And Rabbi Paskin is like Reish Lakish, and we Paskin like Rabbi Yechon. Okay. That Gemara has Nocha Mishnah. They're trying to prove, and the Gemara is going to come out. A long, drawn-out discussion. You can't prove anything for that Mishnah either. What's the din in the Mishnah? There's a Pasuk that says, L'sishchat al-chomet dam zivchi. You're not allowed to, when do you shech the Korban Pesach? Erev Pesach in the afternoon. So Erev Pesach in the afternoon, you're not allowed to have chomet in your possession. Most Rishonim assume that Bali Motzei doesn't set in until Pesach comes. Erev Pesach in the afternoon, most assume that there's no Bali Rabbi Motzei. Some, there are a couple of Rashis. Rashi sounds like there is Bali Rabbi Motzei, Erev Pesach after Chatzais. But most assume it's just an Isser Esse of Tashbisu. It's not the Isser Lava of Bali Rabbi Motzei. So there's a din, if you shech the Korban Pesach and Erev Pesach in the afternoon, if I shech the Korban, I shech my Korban Pesach, and somebody, there's a Jew somewhere who has chametz. That's his aver. He's in violation of Tashbisa. It's not my aver. But if I shecht the Korban Pesach and I possess chametz, or one of the Bnei HaChabura possesses chametz, you have a Korban Pesach, everybody eats a kazayis. They had a few million people came to Yerushalayim every year to eat Korban Pesach. So you can't eat a whole steak. There isn't enough to have a whole steak. So everybody gets one kazayis, two kazaysim. The Rambam learned, the Mishnah, the Gemara says that Korban Pesach is nechal ala sova. So Tosfos quotes Yerushalayim, nechal ala sova means you eat it at the end of the meal. Because if the person is going to be starving, is going to eat it in the beginning of the meal, so he may, some of the people are poor, they haven't seen flesh a whole year. They didn't eat any flesh. We're used to eating flesh every day. But in the days of the Tanaim, the days of the Beis Hamikdash, the people were not so wealthy. So they, and the animals were born in the springtime. So the animals were barely 8 days old when they would shech the Korban Pesach. Past the first birthday is pasul. A Pesach Shabbos Nasa is pasul. So you have to shecht it before the first birthday. And they're usually born in the springtime, so they're very tiny. So the Gemara says every Korban Pesach had approximately 10, a little over 10 shutfim eating Korban Pesach. Each person got a little bit. So the Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi, Pesach is nechal ala sova. Ala sova means you eat at the end of the meal, so you're not starving. So there's no chashash shvira setzim. Because you're going to eat the Korban Pesach the first thing in the beginning of the meal, he may be so eager to eat because he's hungry, so he may bite into the bones, and the bones are soft. He may crack a bone and be in violation of etzim lesishburbo. Especially if that only applies to Korban Pesach, doesn't apply to any other karbonis. So in order to prevent people from violating the law of etzim lesishburbo, so he made a takanim in the rabbanon, Pesach should be nechal al asov at the end of the meal, so he's not so hungry, he's not so starving, it's not going to happen. The Rambam has a totally different shot. The Rambam writes that you eat the Korban Pesach kedei lizboa mimenu, because hu ho'ikar, he says, instead of eating a kazais, eat two kazais. The Mishnah says, in Pesach, the Mishnah says, Hashem shochel kazais yotza, if the waiter who's serving the meals, if he eats a kazais Korban Pesach yotza, that's b'dievet if he ate a kazais. Chatchila, the Rambam says, you should eat kedei lizboa mimenu, means two kazais. Where does that lashon come off? How does kedei lizboa mimenu have the connotation of two kazais? Because the Gemara says in Brachas, there's a chiv to recite Birchas Hamazon. So it says in Chumash, Ve'achalta v'sabata v'erachta v'sav Shem Alkech. Eretz ha-shelev v'miskenes t'achal bo lechem, Ve'achalta v'sabata v'erachta. If you eat bread, k'day sviya, then you have to bench menator. So how much is k'day sviya? So one time it says, Ve'achalta, ein achil l'pchus v'mikazayis. But if you eat a kazayis bread, you have to bench menator. There is such a shita. Now, we don't have even paskans like that shita, but we don't accept that opinion. The next time it says that, no, if it would have said ve'achalta, it would have meant kazayis, but it says ve'achalta v'savata. So v'savata means nacha kazayis. If you have two kazayisim, so two kazayisim, many Rishonim say is a kebetza. There's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, they quote a machlokes of Rishonim. How much is a kebetza in contrast to a kazayis? It has to be a zayis beinani. How big is a zayis beinani, dafen bisni? And how much is a beitza beinanis? We never see beitza beinanis. Beitza beinanis, they make mayonnaise out of it. We only see big eggs or jumbo eggs. I remember when I was a little boy, I used to see smaller eggs. And now they don't sell those eggs in the store. They only sell larger eggs or jumbo eggs. So we don't really see a beitza beinanis. We see a beitza gedolah. So there's a machleg zarishanim. How much of a kebeitza is a kezais? Are there two zaysim in a beitza? Are there three beitzim? Three zaysim in a beitza. So these Rishonim say, ve'achalta v'savata v'erachta. If it would have said only ve'achalta, you would be mechuyev to bench menator by eating one kazais. Now that it says v'savata, means you have to eat two kazaisim, twice ve'achalta, and that's called v'savata, two kazaisim. So that's what the Rambam understood also. You have to eat Korban Pesach, ala sova doesn't mean at the end of the meal, means kedei lizboa mimenu. You should eat two kazaisim of a Korban Pesach. Mishnah says, but even if you ate one kazais, it's also good. But lechatchila, the mitzvah b'shleimus is to eat two kazaisim. To eat two kazaisim, yeah. In the Maharil, the Sefer Maharil has all the minhagim. So the Maharil was, the Tshuvas Maharil were written by the Maharil. But the Sefer, what's it called? Drushas Maril. The Achrenim call it the Drushas Maril. It's not Drushas. He tells you, it starts from Nissen, he has Sivan, he tells you, Chedish Nissen, you don't say Tachin, you say this Piyutim. When you say Slichas, which Trinas, which Piyutim, you say so on, the Maril. So the Maril, the Drushas Maril, Lefi Haluach was with my one of the Tamim. So every so often he slipped up and he made a mistake. So the Magen Avraham and the Taz tell you when they think that the one who wrote it made a mistake. So here he writes, Lechatchide shidi tu kezesim avafikayim zecher lekarben Pesach, that they always ate tu kezesim. So I think the Taz says, where did he get that? There he goes again. He made a mistake. He didn't say it over right. What the Maril must have said was zecher lePesach and zecher lChagiga, that they used to eat first the korban Chagiga and then they eat the korban Pesach afterwards. Had a kezais of Chagiga. Chagig Zabrasa, then a Kazais of the Korban Pesach. So that's what the Maril really said. And the Talmud Toya made a mistake. There's some of the other mistakes, and made a mistake, and he wrote it, the Zecher the Korban Pesach, that you ate two Kazais. So the Chazanish and others say, why did he make a mistake? He's saying over the Rambam. The Rambam writes like that, that Hatchili eat two Kazais. That one is not the Chazanish, that's a different one. There's a Maharil in Hilchas Tzitzis that the Taz and Magen Avraham say he said it over wrong. There is no such thing. The Chazanish says, why not? He's just saying the Rambam Shita. It's just saying the Rambam said this other Achrayim had like this. That this one is also not a mistake. He's just saying over the Rambam. Yeah. That's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Lachatir Yishiri took his Eisim Daf the Kaiman, and that's the question why. So the Maharil that's printed Zechel Korban Pesach that they ate took his Eisim. And the Taz and Magen Avraham, mainly the Taz says, he thinks that that's a mistake, should say, Zecher lePesach and Zecher lChagiga, that they ate two korbanos. Nachum.
The Rabban doesn't learn Chagiga or Zecher
lChagiga? How does the Rabban learn? I don't know, just the Zecher lePesach. I don't know. He doesn't have that. I think the Taz came up with that, Zecher lePesach and Zecher lChagiga. Yeah, so Nachum, so this is the thing, Lashishcha Talcham Eitz Dam Zivchi. One who possesses chametz after chatzais on erev Pesach is violating some isur aranat. Some rishonim say, "Well, you're by matzah," and others say, "No, it says shivas yamim sorei matzah bevetechem." 7 days of Pesach doesn't say erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is an isur asay of tashbisul. You shouldn't have chametz in your possession. So the one who has a chametz in his possession is a violation of tashbisul, but it doesn't affect the other Jews in the world. But if we're part of the Bnei HaChabur, they had 10 or more shutfim in any one given Korban Pesach, so anyone of members of the Chabur has chametz in his possession, the one who does the shchita, la sishchat al chametz am zivchin, the one who does the shchita, is over b'lav, and he's like it. He's going to get malchus for violating the lav. The Korban is going to be kosher, but it'll be in violation of the lav, la sishchat al chametz am zivchin. So this lav is violated, la sishchat dam zivchin, if you shech the Korban Pesach. What if it's Erev Pesach in the afternoon, you shech another Korban? I shech a different Korban. They're not going to let me shech the Digma. They have a few million people who want to bring a Korban Pesach. They used to bring the Korban Tam Shabbat Abayim earlier than normally because they have to squeeze in hundreds of thousands of Korbanas Pesach. But there's some wise guy. So a guy brings an oil shlam and whatever, he's makrevin on the Mizbeach, and he happens to possess. There's no chabura there. He happens to possess chametz, and not only is he in violation of the Isser Esrei of Tashbisu, the one who does the shchit is a violation of Asishchat al chametz dam zivchi. Not only is it an avera if you shecht the korban Pesach and you have chametz in your possession, shecht any korban is also an is. But what if I shecht the korban and the korban is pasul? I shecht the korban, I have Pesach in the afternoon, and the korban is pasul. I shecht the Pesach, I shecht the korban during the duration of Pesach, when you're not supposed to have chametz in your possession. Not only erev Pesach after chatzais, during any time, ubamayid. The Mishnah says ubamayid in the middle of yantav also. If you shech the carbon, you have chametz in your possession. Chametz in your possession, you're violation of the bal yirah by matzah, you're violation of the seres of tashbisu. But if you shech any carbon and the carbon is kosher, then you're also in addition to the two of the tashbisu and the bal yirah by matzah, you're also in violation of leseshchel chametz dam sifchim. So the Gemara said that's only if the carbon that you're shechting is a kosher carbon. What if you shechted a carbon and it's pasul? So then you're not you're in violation of bal yirah, you're in violation of tashbisu, but you're not in violation of this additional iser of leseshchel chametz dam sifchim. So the Mishnah has like this: what if I shecht? I have a carbon Pesach that for some reason or another, that's going to be crucial. What's the reason? For some reason or another, he wasn't makrivit on Erev Pesach. Either it got lost, he had a Korban Pesach, and then it got lost, he had to buy a different one, and then he finds it on Chol HaMoed, on Yontav, he finds the lost Behema, or he became Tomei, and he set aside a Korban, and then the whole family had to go to a funeral, someone died, and they're saving it for Pesach Sheni. They didn't bring it Pesach Rishon. So whatever. So if you shecht the Korban Pesach on any day of the year other than our Pesach in the afternoon, it's possible. And Pesach B'Shai Mois Hashana, if you shecht the Shem Korban Pesach, it's possible. But if you shecht any, what if you shecht any other carbon on Chol HaMoed is good. So the carbon will be kosher. So if I shecht the oil, shlomim, machatas, and alshem, whatever, any other carbon that I'll shecht on Pesach will be kosher. So then I'll be, then there, if I possess chametz when I shechted it, so I'll be in violation of this law. So that's what the Mishnah is commenting on this. Ube Moed, it's not Erev Pesach in the afternoon. It's in the middle of Yontav, either Chol HaMoed or Yontav, whatever. So, and he has the Korban Pesach that he wasn't makriv on Erev Pesach for some reason or another. So if he shechts it l'shmo, he shechts the Korban Pesach l'shem Korban Pesach. A Korban Pesach on Chol HaMoed is possible. It's possible. So if the Korban Pesach is possible, so that you don't have this an added violation of the Sishchar HaChametz Dam Zivchi. He'll be in violation of Ba'yiroi and Partaj Bisa, but he won't be in violation of a Sishchar. But if he shechts the Pesach shalo l'shmo, then it's going to be chayiv. Why is that? Because that's a halacha, learned that from a pasuk. A Pesach b'shai Maisa Hashana is Korev Shlomim. That's a din. Maisa Pesach Korev Shlomim. Let's say I set aside, a person was Machal Shabbos b'shoigeg on a Melocha Derais, and he has to bring a Korban Chatas. So he sets aside $2,000 to buy a Korban Chatas. Then he comes to Yerushalayim, and lo and behold, he succeeds in getting a Korban Chatas for $1,000. So he has $1,000 left over. What does he do? Buy another Chatas. You can't bring two chatas. He was ready yotze with the first chatas. Chatas not bought ben edim in the dover. So that's called moisa chatas. Money left over. He set aside $2,000 of chatas and he got for $1,000. So the money left over is learned that from a pasuk that it converts to become an oilo. You shlomim. Use that money, huh?
Shlomim.
No, shlomim is pesach.
No.
Moisa chatas karev oilo. Moisa kachi kachim is any money left over from kachi kachim is karev oilo. Or let's say he's Machal Shabbos Shvegi, he sets aside two chatos, either this or that. In mafrish chatos, a chatos not bob ben edim adam, is mafrish te chatos lachrais. In case the first one gets lost, I'll bring the second one. Then the first one didn't get lost, and he's back of the first one. So that's not called a chatos in his kapra by lea b'acheres, that it's chamish chatos on mesas. You don't have to lock it up in a room and let it die from starvation. That's moisa chatos, karev oilo. So that chatos is karev oilo. So that's a din. The Mishnayos from Shkolim have this was a din that was developed Zum Medrash Torah Shehoyada HaKoyin. This din was Nidrash from the Psukim. Yehoyada HaKoyin was a biblical figure in the days of the Bais Rishon. You don't have too many drushes of the Torah Shemalpeh from the times of the Bais Rishon. Most of the drushes that we know from the Tanoim, that was Bais Sheni period. This Mishnah in Shkolim record this is a drusha. Moshe Kachin Kachin Karavayla, that's a drusha from Yehoyada HaKoyin in the Haftorah. For Parsha Shkolim, I think it's Yehoyada HaKoyin, that's where the pasuk is. And then the Gemara has Rashi quotes here from Psachim and from Menaches and from Zvachim, Moisa Pesach Karev Shlomim. If I set aside a Korban Pesach, let's say I set aside $1,000 to buy a Korban Pesach, I come to Yerushalayim, I succeed in buying it. It's a skinny little animal. It was just born 2 weeks ago. So I buy an animal for $400, I have $600 left over. So what do you do with the leftover money? So Moshe Pesach Karev Shlomim. Or let's say I set aside a Korban Pesach and it got lost. And then I had to bring buy a different Korban Pesach Erev Pesach. Then on Chol HaMoed I find it. So what do I do with it? So that's the din. Moshe Pesach Karev Shlomim. Your makrovit is a shlom. So that's what the Mishnah has here. I set aside a Korban Pesach and I didn't shecht it on Erev Pesach for some reason or another. I was going to get involved in the details later. Why not? So if and he shechts it on Chol HaMoed, l'shem Pesach. So Pesach b'shayim ois Hashanah is possible. The Korban Pesach is only bein harbayim. If you have to shecht it Erev Pesach in the afternoon, after Chatzos. So if you shecht it, the Shmo is potter, you're not over this lav, l'asich chacham adam zivchi, because the Korban Pesach is a possible of Korban. But if you shecht it shelo l'shmo, you're going to shecht it l'shem shlamim, then it will be good. So therefore chayim, therefore he'll be in violation of the lav. The Havinan Bo, and we ask the Kashe on the Mishnah, time of the Shalom Lishmo, the only time it'll be kosher is if you shechted it l'shem Shlomin. Hostama, but if you shechted Stam, I have a Pesach, for some reason or another I didn't shecht it on Erev Pesach, and I I shecht an achal amoy. And I didn't have anything in mind. I didn't have in mind the shame Pesach. I didn't have in mind the shame Shlamim. So if I shecht it's tama, so the din is, it's pasul. The carbon is pasul, and therefore I'm not in violation of the law. Astama patur. The top taste discusses, how did the Gemara know? The diuk for narration contradicts the diuk for the sefer. The Mishnah says, if you shechta the shmo, you patur shechta shalot, the shmo yichai. Stoma, the diuk for narration implies, if you shechta the stoma yichai, the diuk for the sefer is mashma faket, that you patur. So Taisa explains why. Okay, Rashi and Taisa talk about that, but that's the Gemara assumes. This is the Gemara himself. The Gemara assumes you can prove from the Mishnah, a stoma patur. If you shecht your korban pesach and chalamoid pesach, not thinking either one direction or the other. You didn't have in mind this should be the Shem Pesach, which would clearly be puzzle, because Pesach that you shecht any other time other than Erev Pesach Efter Chatzos is Yipata. And it didn't have in mind the Shem Shlamim, in which case the carbon would be kosher, then he would be in violation of the Lala Sishcha. So the Mishnah implies Astama Pater because the carbon is puzzle. The question is, Vamai? Vamai Pater? Why is the carbon puzzle, and therefore you Pater from the Lav? Isn't Pesach Hashai Mois Hashana is a Shlamim Hu? It becomes automatically a Shlamim. It shifts out itself to become a Shlamim. So if it's a Shlamim, so it's kosher. A Shlamim Achalamoid is a kosher carbon. So why does Mishnah say the carbon is possible and therefore you're not over on the Lav La Sishcha? Shma Minah, so the inference clearly is that's true. There's a drasha from a Pesach in Chumash that I have to have a carbon Pesach, and you, for some reason or another, you didn't shecht on an Erev Yantav, and you shecht on a Chalamoid, you shecht at any other time after Yantav is over. Pesach, Hashai Mois Hashanah, doesn't switch automatically on its own to become Shlamim. You have to have Akira. Pesach, Hashai Mois Hashanah, boy Akira, you have to have in mind the Feirish, I'm shechting in the Shem a different carbon. Preferable is he's supposed to have in mind to shecht in the Shem Shlamim. What if the guy's a crackpot? He shechts the shem oilo. He shechts the shem chatos. So it's he changed it. As long as you were oikarit, as long as you're not shechting the shem pesach, you have to have in mind the shem korban achir. So if you did an akira, then it's no longer. But if you just shechted stoma, it remains a korban pesach, and a pesach that you shecht b'shai mos hashana other than our pesach in the afternoon will be pasul. So that's so. Therefore, since it's going to be pasul, so therefore you're not chayv on the lav of the sishchet. Shma Amino, you see from the Mishnah that Pesach B'Shayim Mois Hashanah is true, Karev Shlamim, but you have to have in mind to be Oikirit. Shma Amino, Boy Akira, you have to have in mind, I want to switch it that it should become a Shlamim. So that was a famous comment that they said in the earlier generations of Damaran. V'Amar Abchia Bagamdo, Abchia Bagamdo said, we're not so convinced, he says, my Chevra, we were all discussing this Mishnah, and we said the earlier generations of Amoraim said Shma Mino, you can prove, it sounds like you can prove from the Mishnah that Pesach B'Shayim Mois Hashanah doesn't switch automatically to become a Shlamim. You have to have in mind. So Nizgrom and Pia Chabura, someone in our Chevra, when we were talking, learning the Yomru, and they said, not necessarily a proof. Le'olam kem izogna Pesach B'Shayim Mois Hashanah slips in automatically to become a Shlamim. You don't have to have in mind the Farish to switch it. And maybe this Mishnah is an exception to Rukh Gagoyin. Why didn't they shecht the carbon Pesach and Erev Pesach? Was it that it got lost and we found it and we makrev a different one? Or was it that the Bailam became Tomei and they're going to become Tohar before Pesach Sheni? Yeah. So they're still going to use it for Pesach Sheni. Yeah. So in Israel, come in Piach Habura V'Yamru, when we were talking and learning, so we said, you can't necessarily prove it like in the earlier generations they thought Shma Mino. You can prove Pesach Boy Akira. Le'olam Pesach Lo Boy Akira. It switches automatically to become a Shlamim. Abahacham Askinah, this is an exceptional case. Gilgon Shoray Banu Tmein Mesim, the Nitchim Pesach Sheni, the Stam of the Shmokai. He's going to save this carbon. This was a Pesach. He thought he was going to bring a Pesach. He's going to save it to Pesach Sheni. So that's why it still retains the Shem Pesach. Le'olam, if it would be a different, if it wouldn't be such a circumstance, maybe you don't need Akira. So maybe it's only this case. V'haihu de boy akira. Only in this case you need akira because its stoma is still oimid l'karbon pesach ha'acher. But if it'll be a different carbon pesach, that's not oimid l'hakrovas pesach. It's a pesach that's left over. What in the world are you going to do with it? You can't give it to someone else. And there are always people who need a pesach sheni, but there has to be nishchad l'menuyev. So this had a whole list of 10-15 people who are going to eat this carbon pesach. So you can't give it over to a different group of people who want to bring it to Pesach Sheni. The Shutum were already established when we purchased this Korban Pesach from day number one. So only Haihu the boy Akira, because it's Deloy Mil Korban Pesach. Acher, any other Korban Pesach, lo boy Akira, slips automatically to become a Shlom. Fine, so that's the Mishnah. So now, it probably means that they all became Tomei. It was probably a whole family and someone died in the family. They all went to the funeral. So the whole family became Tomei. If only one person became Tomei, so the others will eat the Korban Pesach. So he'll have to bring a different one. So they would have brought this on Erev Pesach. It means they all became Tomei. Probably a family and they all became Tomei. Fine, so that's the Mishnah. So what in the world does it have to do with the Yesh and Shechit Metchila V'Atzof? We're not talking about Pesach Boy Akira. So now he's going to, this is Moshe Ravidi Bar Ravan. He says, I have arrived in the Mishnah to prove whether Rabbi Yechanan is right or Rish Lakish is right. So he says like this, Yamer B'Shem Yeshen Shchita M'tchila V'Yatzov. Yeah, if Zalei M'tchila Shchita. If you shech the Pesach at any time other than Erev Pesach in the afternoon, so it's puzzle. Let's say you shech the Korban Balayla. So the Korban is puzzle. If you shecht a Korban Pesach on any day, on the wrong day, any day other than our Pesach in the afternoon, it's going to be Pesach. So here, this Mishnah said, this Pesach needs Akira. Either every Pesach needs Akira, this Pesach needs Akira. Fine. So he says, this Pesach needs Akira. So therefore, when you started the Shechita, you shechted a Korban Pesach at the wrong time, so it's Pesach. So he says, this is Niche, Iyam Abishleim, if you hold like Rabbi Yechanan, yes, in the shechita mitchila v'atzof. Then we understand why the Mishnah says it's possible. If so, then mitchila v'shechita, because he shechted the Pesach at the wrong time. Ela iam retain the shechita ela lebesov. But if you hold like Reish Lakish and Levi Sava, then it's only called shechita lebesov. So by the time he gets to the Gemara hashechita, you don't see he's shechting at Pesach b'shaim asashan. He started the tchila v'shechita kiven the shachar v'purta, and he starts to shecht itchilei mit Pesach. It's no longer Omer for Korban Pesach. We were saving this for Pesach Sheni. But he started to shecht it today, he shechted the Kona. He shechted the 1.5 Siman, 1.3 Siman. He's halfway through. So you can't save the animal till Pesach Sheni. That's ridiculous. It's going to die till Pesach Sheni. So itchilei mit Pesach, it's out of the question. So since it's no longer, and this Rabbi Bagamda said, we really hold Pesach doesn't need Akira. This case needs Akira because Omer LePesach Sheni. It can't be Omer LePesach Sheni. Once you start to shecht it, it's going to die till it comes Pesach Sheni. That's another couple of weeks. Pesach Sheni, a month after Pesach Rishon. So when you start to shecht it, so it already switched in, switched to become, it's clearly no longer Omer to be a Korban Pesach. And if you say that usually Pesach B'Shayim HaShoshana does need Akira, the only reason why he needs Akira here because it's Omer LePesach Sheni, once he does the first shechita and the first siman, the tchidas ha-shechita, it can't be ayim le-pesach. Ki kashachit, shlamim kashachit. So let it be kosher. So why did the Mishnah say that it's possible? So it's a rayesh in the shechita mitchila v'atzof. So when he did the tchidas ha-shechita, it's a right to Rabbi Yechanan. When he did the tchidas ha-shechita, it's possible because when you shech the Pesach, not on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, it's possible. That's already, it's a right to Rabbi Yechanan. It's a right to Rabbi Yechanan. That's what Masiv Ravidi Barov. He said, I have a right from the Mishnah to Rabbi Yechanan. Amalei Abai. So Abai says, I'm not so convinced about your right. He did chilei mit Pesach. You're right. Once he shechts the first siman on Chalamoid, clearly it's no longer omed for Pesach, for Hakrovas Pesach Sheni. Or be midmei Pesach miyitri, you can still be paid it and use the money to buy another garment. It's like a mum. An animal that's half kishachten is certainly a balmum. For sure, it's a mum kavua. It's not a mum, it's not going to get better by itself. So if you have a korban that develops a mum, so you can be paid it and you use the money to buy. A chatos gets a mum, so you paid it, you take money to buy another chatos. So shlomim gets a mum kavua. You paid it, you take money to buy another shlomim. Here it's a pesach, got a mum, and we're waiting for all the shutfim became tom, they all need pesach sheni. So true, you can't save this animal any longer because he already shechted the first siman. It's not going to live so long. You can't save it till Pesach Sheni, but the value of it, she's still on middle Pesach, still on middle carbon Pesach. With the made Pesach miyitcha, you can be paid it and use the money to buy the carbon Pesach to bring in the Pesach Sheni. How can you say you're going to be poida on the mum? As a mum kavua that you shechted one sin, you can be poida. But the din is that when you poida karbanas, you have to have hamar of haracha. You can't be poida an animal that's dead. If you have a carbon that died, so you can't be poida. So you have to be poida while it's alive. V'chitamer boy hamar of haracha. If once you shechted sim and echot, so the animal is half dead. So you can be poida such an animal. Gemara says yes, but tanan. It's a mishnah later. Shochav shnayim arav shnayim v'adayin hima farches arika chay l'chol d'varav. Yes, the halacha says it's a live animal. You can be poida. You can be poida the animal even after you did shechita sim and echot. So the Gemara says it's not a proof. Masiv, what was it? Rabbi Baram thought he had a proof to Rabbi Yechana. Yes, and shechit mechila be'asof. So that's going to shlug up Rish Lakish and rub a hose like Rish Lakish. So Abai says it doesn't, we haven't disproven Rish Lakish. Could be the Olam and Lishchita El Lebesov. But over here it's a different reason why it's possible. Okay. So that's the end of this sugi. So comes out, what's the Nafkamina? We had a Machlekes Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. The Yeshon and Lishchita M'tchil Lebesov. So the main Nafkamina was for the purpose of Shchut Echutz. If you shecht Tchilas Hasim and Bachutz and Gemar Hasim and Bifnim. Then the Gemara said, maybe there are other nafkaminas also by Oskim Mepora Aduma and by Pesach B'Shayim Mois Hashana. But the main nafkamina is about the din of Shchut Echutz. Okay, we'll stop here. The next Gemara is a different topic, Mehilcha Shchita, but it's a totally different topic. In Parshas Noach, there's a famous Haftorah, Rani Akora. Everybody knows that Haftorah. At the end of the Haftorah, from Yeshaya. So the Rebbeinu Shlom said, the end of Rani Akora, there too. The end of Rani Akora, Ki Meiner, Zosli Hashem Nishbatim, Avram Menoch, Ol Haaretz. Just like the Rebbeinu Shlom swore after the Mabul, he's not going to destroy the world again. Kein Nishbatim, Mikzof Aleich, and Nigabach. The Rebbeinu Shlom swore that he's going to take care of the Jewish people. He's never going to get angry at us. We don't understand why doesn't he take care of us now. Such an ace tzara. So that's after Rabban Shalom swore he's always going to take care of the Jewish people. So the Medrash has a famous comment. It's called Mei Noach. Noach's Mabul. Noach was at fault for the Mabul. Noach was the tzaddik. The rest of the world were Rishonim. Noach was Nitzal over here. So why is it called Mei Noach? Noach's Mabul. So the Medrash has a famous comment that Noach didn't act like Avram Avinu. When Avram Avinu heard that the Rebbeinu Shalom heard from the Malachim that they're going to destroy, heard from the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to destroy Sdom Amora because of their sins. So Avram Avinu is mispalel, uli yesh chamishim tzaddikim, uli yesh aboyim tzaddikim, ten tzaddikim, he's negotiating, bargaining. These Rishoyim, the people in Sdom Amora, stood exactly for the opposite of what Avraham Avinu said. He stood for justice and mercy and kindness and chesed and no human sacrifices. Now you see these people, the Namish, they're killing human beings. That's their Avodah Zarah. Like the Avodah Zarah from the days of the Tanakh. Part of the Avodah Zarah used to be to kill human beings. So that's their religion. It's the religion of Avodah Zarah. So the people in Sdom Amora were completely the opposite of Avraham Avinu. But they were human beings. So Avraham Avinu is mispalfen, Barashalam Shah Rahmanis. But he could negotiate for less than 10. There were no 10 tzaddikim, so that was it. Noach didn't start to bargain anything at all. Let him drop dead. It's not my answer. Barashalam is going to spare me. The rest of the world is going to be destroyed, so let me be destroyed. So the Medrash says that's why the Nova Yeshaya calls the Mabul, Mei Noach, Noach's Mabul. He was at fault that the Mabul came. He should have been mispalfen, B'nai Doira. Even though they were Rishoyim, even though Noach was a tzaddik and they were absolute Rishoyim, it's like Avraham Avinu. They were fighting against everything that he stood for. But still, Avraham Avinu, the Jewish people help everybody. You have the hospitals in Eretz Yisrael. They treat the Arabs the same way they treat the Jews. Even though these are the Arabs, they're going to curse the doctors in the hospital. They're going to put bombs in the hospital that saved their lives. They're going to curse them. But the Jewish people act like Avraham Avinu. You have to be mispalel for the Rishayim as well. But we have to protect us and we have to pray to the Rebbeinu Shlom. He should fulfill his shvuah. Nishbati mikzof alayich amigabach. The Rebbeinu Shlom swore he's going to take care of the Jewish people.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.